This is Your Mind on Plants by Michael Pollan. Summary from 4-Minute Books, written by Maria Dayak and read to you by Andy Mayes. One sentence summary. This is Your Mind on Plants is an analysis of three conscious altering substances, opium, caffeine, and mescaline, which humans have been using for thousands of years, as well as how their effects have shaped our bodies, culture, and history, showing that, beyond arguing about their legalities, we must understand their potential to help us connect with both nature and ourselves in new ways. Favorite quote from the author. I think perfect objectivity is an unrealistic goal. Fairness, however, is not. Michael Pollan. Opium and its derivatives are among the oldest drugs we know. We have used them for thousands of years as painkillers and sleep aids, as well as for recreational purposes. Caffeine is one of the most widely consumed psychoactive drugs in the world. You can find it in coffee beans and tea leaves, and it acts on the central nervous system by blocking adenosine receptors in the brain. This resulted in increased alertness and increased heart rate. Mescaline is an alkaloid one can get from the cacti that cause hallucinations when you ingest them. We also used it recreationally from early history, and it's still quite popular today. So, what do these three elements have in common? Michael Pollan's This Is Your Mind on Plants seeks to offer elaborate research on them and offers in-depth descriptions of their effects. Here are the most relevant lessons from the book. 1. Coffee is a powerful substance that has the potential to be both good and bad for you. 2. You can brew your own opium tea in your house, but it's not as strong, nor advised to do so. 3. Mescaline can seriously impact the way you view your life and your surroundings. Time to learn all about these three super plants and see how you can harness their power in the best way possible. Lesson 1. Depending on when you drink it, coffee can be both beneficial or detrimental to your health. Coffee can be both good and bad for you. Coffee is a stimulant, which means it has two different effects on your body. Firstly, it increases your heart rate, blood pressure, and metabolism. It can also keep you awake. It also contains caffeine, which can help the body release dopamine and norepinephrine. These are chemicals that can make you feel more focused and alert. Coffee can stay in your body for 12 hours, so it can interfere with your good night's sleep. Deep sleep is crucial when it comes to your overall health and well-being, especially when it comes to your brain and memory. It's very important that you get enough sleep each night because your brain needs rest in order to function properly. If you don't, it can lead to problems such as depression, anxiety, and even Alzheimer's disease later on down the road. The key is to experience deep sleep, not just any sleep. However, with too much caffeine intake, that can be difficult to achieve. Lesson 2. Brewing your own opium tea is rather illegal, and it won't get you as high as you'd hope. Opium is an extremely potent painkiller that can be derived from a variety of plants. The most common form is derived from the poppy flower. However, it can also be extracted from other related plants like lettuce and poppies. The active ingredient in opium is morphine and its derivatives such as codeine, which are used in many prescription medications today, including hydrocodone, Vicodin, and oxycodone, Oxycontin. These drugs act on opioid receptors in our brain and spinal cord to block pain signals from reaching our brain while also generating a sense of euphoria by releasing dopamine into our bloodstream. Growing opium poppies is illegal in most countries, but it can be done. Opium poppy seeds are available for purchase online, and they're easy to plant. Once your poppies have grown, you can harvest their flowers and use them to make tea. This will not get you high. It's more of a mild sedative that can help you sleep. If you want to experience the effects of opium without breaking any laws, there are other options for you. Lesson 3. Ingesting mescaline may not taste good, but it can alter the way you perceive your environment in an interesting way. Mescaline is a psychedelic drug that temporarily alters the way our brains process information. With mescaline, everything becomes wildly interesting, or so the author says. This means that our perception of the world around us has changed. We see more in what we see, and we see more of what we already saw. The immensity of everything around us becomes a wonder to behold. We can see things that were previously invisible, or at least underappreciated. For example, we can see the beauty in a flower or the strength in a rock. Mescaline also affects our perceptions of time and space. We may feel like time has slowed down or sped up. We may feel like we're moving faster or slower than usual. We may feel like distances are longer or shorter than they really are. This is Your Mind on Plants review. This is Your Mind on Plants is an interesting read that captures all the relevant aspects of psychoactive substances, including everyone's favorite, caffeine. The book explores how certain drugs affect your brain by explaining their chemical composition and the role they play in our bodies. It also describes how these chemicals have been used throughout history to alter consciousness and treat illnesses such as depression or anxiety. I highly recommend this read to anyone who enjoys a good lecture, regardless of the topic. Who would I recommend the This Is Your Mind on Plants summary to? The 25-year-old health-conscious person who wants to know more about caffeine's effects on the body. The 37-year-old person who wants to find out about the curative effects of plants to treat their conditions. Or the 30-year-old person who's into the vegan lifestyle and wants to study more about the power of plants.